This is Fresh Air. Ashley Munro, a country singer still in her 20s, has just released her third studio album, The Blade. She also co-founded the group The Pistol Annies with Miranda Lambert and Angelina Presley. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Munro's new album, The Blade, is a collection of deceptively pretty songs that cohere as a strong, serious piece of work.
When the news was announced recently that Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton were getting a divorce, some country fans doubtless felt a secret thrill of pleasure. They know that some of the best country music comes from heartache, so who knows what excellent music this pain might yield, especially from Lambert, much the better songwriter of the two. In a way, however, we already have a sense of how that kind of pain could be framed in this new album by a close friend of Lambert's, Ashley Munro. That's The Blade, the title song of this album, the only one Munro didn't have a hand in writing, but she certainly stakes her claim on its sharp emotions. And Miranda Lambert joins her on the chorus. Because Ashley Munro sings in high, curling tones with the smoothest of phrasings, it's easy to hear past what she's saying. Not just in the lyrics, but in the jagged little edges attached like a razor-toothed zipper to so many of her songs. One of my favorite examples of this certainly is this one, If the Devil Don't Want Me. If you listen to The Blade from start to finish, you notice a few things. One is that the album, co-produced by Vince Gill and Justin Niebank, gets more hardcore country as it goes along. The songs Munro might hope to get played on country radio are front-loaded here, and through no irony at all, given the country music industry today, they're the more pop music tunes. But delving deeper into the album yields a different kind of pleasure, such as the song Dixie, an old-fashioned story song about wanting to escape from the small-mindedness of small-town life. It's that rare country song that positions fleeing to the big city as an escape to freedom. sometimes I hear a little bit of Dolly Parton in Monroe's performances. There's a firm delicacy to her phrasing, a backbone of strength that's sometimes bent from sorrow. I noticed a striking quote from a recent interview Monroe gave. "People always ask," she said, "are you sad all the time?" Imagine being thought of as eternally unhappy. Actually, I would guess that Ashley Monroe might take a secret joy in that, since it means she's done her job so convincingly.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Ashley Monroe's new album, The Blade. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, there's a saying about drunks that men wake up in jail cells, women wake up in strangers' beds. That generalization rang true for Sarah Heppala in her drinking days when she considered alcohol the fuel of all adventure. We'll talk about her new memoir, Blackout, in which she wrestles with how drinking fit in with and distorted her idea of being an empowered woman. I hope you can join us. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.